In this episode of Crystal Uncorked, I am talking to my friend Vivica Von Rosen, who is also the LinkedIn expert. If you have ever wondered, what's LinkedIn? Should I use LinkedIn for myself personally? Should I use it for my business? And what are some of the easy things that you can do to really leverage it for your business? Then this episode is for you. There is so much gold in what we just talk about in this episode about LinkedIn, but Vivica is also sharing with us a virtual copy of her book, 101 Ways to Rock LinkedIn. We're going to link to it in the show notes, but you can also go to crystaluncorked.com/LinkedIn to get your copy of that book. Also, if you want to save time doing tasks that you probably do over and over and over every single day, Vivica has software that will help you save a ton of time. I can't wait to start using this personally and for my business and get my team on board with it. So we're going to talk about this software as well. The ways that you could save time. Oh my gosh, there's so many. It's really exciting. So get ready to geek out with me. This is such a fun episode. And before we dive in, I just want to share a little bit more about Vivica. Vivica Von Rosen is co-founder and CVO, Chief Visibility Officer of Vengresso. Known internationally as the LinkedIn expert, she is author of the best-selling LinkedIn Marketing, An Hour a Day, and LinkedIn 101 Ways to Rock Your Personal Brand. As a contributing expert to LinkedIn's official sales and marketing blogs and their sophisticated marketer's guide, she is often called on to contribute to publications like Fast Company, Forbes, Money, Entrepreneur, The Social Media Examiner, and more. Vivica takes the LinkedIn experience she has perfected over the past 10 plus years and transforms it into engaging in international training, having provided over 100,000 plus people with the tools and strategies they need to succeed on LinkedIn. I'm so excited for you to learn from my friend Vivica. So let's dive in. Are you ready to open up and talk about all things business? I'm Crystal Vilkaitis, a curious entrepreneur who loves talking about business, especially over a glass of wine. I started Crystal Uncorked to share open and honest conversations about my journey and talk to other entrepreneurs about their experiences. We pull back the curtain and talk about the highs and the lows. Wine isn't required, but is recommended. This is Crystal Uncorked. Vivica, welcome to Crystal Uncorked.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. Well, partially here.
Yeah, so we were going to film last week and then you got sick. So like you said, you sound sexy still, which is great.
Yeah,
loving it for the show. Yeah. Hey, we're uncorked, you know, so we never know which
exactly.
way we're going.
anything could happen.
Exactly. I love it. Okay. So you're sick, so you're probably not having wine. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a lot of vitamin C right now. Yep. Like
good.
C plus vitamin C, whatever it's called. But yes, it's all okay. About the vitamin C, baby.
Good. And I've got my grape juice. I have a cab from Kosh, which is one of my favorite wineries in Temecula. It's a very light cab. It's called Spotlight. But I'm loving it, so I'm excited to have it with you on this show. So cheers.
Cheers, my dear. I wish I was drinking the wine.
I know. We got to share some wine together when we were at your house a few weeks ago, which I actually just did an Instagram story about that because I feel like that was kind of like Crystal Uncorked in person. Like, the fact that we went around to it, so obviously the listeners don't know what I'm talking about, but we went around and each woman got to have this chance of like sharing what was top of mind for her right now, if it was business or life or relationships. And we just held this space for her to open up. And then we offered some advice and questions. And it was just really wonderful conversations where everyone's like walls were down. And I just really appreciate you creating that space for all of us.
Well, and what I loved about it was like everybody had input for everybody. Like there was no expert and there was no learner, you know, everyone was opening and everyone was sharing and it was, and there was such valuable advice being shared. And that's what I love about women in community is so much sharing and support and growth happening.
Oh, for sure. Well, and you and I met through a woman's networking event like 15 years ago, probably. Forever ago. And you are the LinkedIn expert. You have been in LinkedIn since I've known you, since LinkedIn started, I feel like. But I don't actually know how you got started. Like, how did you get into that world?
Yeah. So at the time I was running, if you remember the Executive Center, it's a co-share space, or it was a co-share space. And, was really into helping and supporting our entrepreneurs. I loved the marketing aspect of it, not so much the management part of it, but we would have these networking events. So I would bring in speakers, and I brought in our friend Lori Maycomber, who used to have Blue Skies Marketing. So she came in and talked about, Web 2.0. So that shows you how long ago it was. The fact that, Web 2.0, now we're on like what Web 6.0, like AI, right?
Yeah.
So, but the whole idea that the web was interactive, that you could ask a question and get an answer, that you could have interactive fields on your website even. And then at the very end of that session, she talked about this thing called LinkedIn. And since we had a virtual aspect of our business at that point, I was like, ooh, it's got 12 million members. Like, wow, I could tap into that 12 million members. Well, now it's 860 million. But back then, this was before Facebook. This was before Twitter. This was before Instagram. This was before TikTok. This was before all the ones that came and left, right? This is before Clubhouse. So the idea of a business networking site where you could access really anyone online who happened to also be on that business site was like a really, really big deal. And so that's what got me interested. Fortunately, within about a year, I was able to quit my day job managing the co-share space and start teaching, training, and speaking on LinkedIn full time. And then shortly after that, I got my book deal with Wiley. So that then launched me further. And then I hired my first assistant. And then, it kind of went from there.
Yeah, and now you're a celebrity in the social media world. It's so funny though, because we'll go to social media marketing world, which is like kind of our industry, one of the big events, and I go as an attendee, and Viv is always speaking there, and there's like lines and people want to take pictures with Vivica, and I'm like, I know her. I'm just like, hi. I love it. But I've listened to you speak. I mean, you just have so much, your wealth of information, and to help these people market on LinkedIn. I mean, I don't use LinkedIn for first of all, like I know I'm going to listen to this and be like, okay, I'm going to be inspired to do more on LinkedIn. But our retailers are B2C.
Yeah.
And so, we don't teach it very much. I don't get into it much, but man, it's a powerhouse tool. Who would you say is like best to use LinkedIn?
Yeah, I mean, typically you think it's more of a B2B network because you've got your bigger businesses and businesses doing business with businesses. But let's face it, it's not really. I mean, I don't have Amazon, the building, coming over and talking to Google. It's individuals, it's human beings, it's still human to human. And so while one traditionally, and our audience is more business to business focused, it's still human to human. So that's where when you talk about B2C, business to consumer, your consumers are still on there. They might be on there to do business with other businesses, but your consumers are still on there. So I think it's still absolutely worth taking a little bit of time to build your brand. It doesn't take that much of an effort to build a page, your LinkedIn page. And fortunately, you can repurpose a lot of what you might have created for, more your Facebook than your Insta, Instagram or your TikTok page, because you need more writing. But you can still create that brand. And the thing is, when people Google you, your name, your company, a lot of times what shows up is LinkedIn. And so if you got on LinkedIn right in 2012 and you were looking for a job, and that was 10 years ago, and since then you've created this great business and this, this great storefront, and you forgot about that LinkedIn profile, But unfortunately, when people are Googling you, Googling your name, and you know, that might come up, and then there's a sudden lack of credibility. Like, wait, she's doing this storefront, but wait, she's got this thing that she's looking for a job. Like, what's going on here? So it's really worth Googling yourself, seeing if your LinkedIn profile shows up, seeing the quality of your LinkedIn profile, and taking a little time to use some of the very basic but cool features to make that profile pop. At the very least, give them information about your storefront. Give them some information about your product. Talk to them about, by them I mean the audience, the general LinkedIn masses, like talk to them about what you have to offer and why it's, what's in it for them. Why would they want to buy your wine? Why would they want to visit your restaurant? Why would they want to stay at your hotel? And you can create that branding, and it's all free, and it does have that great Google juice, right? So rather than having your LinkedIn profile be something that drags you down and costs you business, have it something that continues to build your brand with simple things. You've got your background image, create a pretty background image. And quite frankly, the one that you created for Facebook might very well work on LinkedIn. Make sure your photo, not a logo, but make sure it's a photo of you. Make sure it's up to date. It's not the one from 12 years ago, right?
Right.
They've got the headline. So title at company means nothing. But probably with your business, with your B2C business, you've got a tagline, you've got a motto, you've got something that you use to draw people in that you've been using on Instagram and Facebook for years. Guess what? You can actually put that in that 220 character headline. You've got an audio, and I don't think any of the other socials have this, where there's a little picture of there's a little audio icon next to your name. And that's 10 seconds where you can tell people who you are, who you help, and how you help them. Oh. So like in mine, it's like, hey, this is Vivica Von Rosen, co-founder of Vingresso, and we help 1 billion knowledge workers, you know, save an hour a day. Check out my profile to learn more. Right there, there's an advertisement. You've got a 30-second video that people can click on that I call it the Harry Potter effect, where your face is. This is all on the free personal profile. So there's just so much opportunity there. There's embedded links now. I mean, there's just so much opportunity in that above the fold section of your LinkedIn profile to draw your audience in, to get them interested in you. And if that's all you do, you make it a safe landing zone for people coming through to you from Google.
Oh my, okay. This is like, yes, yes, yes. And you know what I love about it too is because our retailers, and we have other businesses that listen to Crystal and Corked to this show. It's not just retailers, but I do know a lot of them are retailers. A lot of them are small businesses. They're busy business owners.
Yeah.
So to like post 3 TikToks a day feels like insanity and feels so hard, right? But if you're just with your profile, you're getting it optimized, like the foundational pieces, the brand is in place, love the audio. I can't, like, I'm going to go run and do that when we hang up. But like, so that's all in place. To your point of the Google juice, I've never even thought about that when people are Googling your name, like your old LinkedIn profile as a retail store owner. It's going to be like, is it, you know, like, it's totally a credibility thing and a great opportunity to market. So, but now, so they can do that foundational piece without having to do like multiple posts every single day. But on LinkedIn, you can post. And what I'm hearing in the social podcast that I listen to is a lot of people are having more organic reach on LinkedIn than any other platform. TikTok, they're getting a lot of organic TikTok's reach too, but that is like a different animal. What are you seeing the same thing with these posts?
You know, I think it's because LinkedIn's not as sophisticated as Facebook, quite frankly. I mean, they just haven't figured out how to monetize their timeline yet. And I think also no one goes on to LinkedIn to like drop into the rabbit hole of business news for 48 hours, right? Like, so there's less there to monetize. So I think it is a more honest, I think it is a more honest timeline. And if you post regularly, LinkedIn will reward you for that. Now, it's not even the size of your audience. I've got a very big audience, but because I've pivoted my audience so much in the past 15 years, they're not necessarily all relevant. So I might not even get as much visibility on one of my posts as someone who has maybe, you know, 3,000 connections who are totally the right people, right? Totally the right connections. These are people who are interested in your industry. They're following you because they already see you as an influencer or someone they just want to know. And so when you share content, they're like, yeah, I want to listen to that. And so someone who is a smaller network can be just as effective as someone who's got a big network like I do. So size doesn't necessarily matter, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. It really is the quality of your network. And posting regularly. And here's the cool thing. LinkedIn also isn't sophisticated enough to discredit you for using other people's content. So if you've got a great TikTok video, post it on LinkedIn too. Our friend Michaela Alexis, she's also another LinkedIn guru. She's amazing. So she is very good on TikTok. I wish I could be Michaela on TikTok. So she takes her TikToks and puts them on LinkedIn, and they get wild views because A, the LinkedIn audience isn't used to seeing that type of content. The dubbing, the dancing, but she still makes them business focused. And I know you do that. And I know our friend Christina does that. So as long as it's business focused and relevant to your LinkedIn audience, by all means, share it. Now, if you're just having fun on TikTok or just having fun on Instagram and you're sharing stuff that's not relative to your retail audience, please don't share it on LinkedIn, like math tests, things like that. Don't do that.
Right, exactly.
Right. But
if you're dancing, you're doing the trends, like keep exactly. that there. Yeah.
Leave the trends on TikTok, but because LinkedIn doesn't get trends. LinkedIn doesn't understand. LinkedIn's old. LinkedIn's like your grandmother, your grandfather. They're like, why are you doing that? I don't understand. But they do understand, oh, that's entertaining. And look, I just learned something about this retail business too. So in that case, you know, use the content as long as it's relevant to your retail audience who might be on LinkedIn. And even if your consumers on LinkedIn aren't on LinkedIn, vendors might be. Business partners might be, employees might be. So you've got to think outside the box a little bit about who your audience is on LinkedIn and what kind of content to create for them.
Yeah, because I feel like those are excellent points because it's so much more than just your own personal profile or your business page. Like, it's so hard to find good help right now. Like, people are really struggling to hire on all industries, right? Like, oh my goodness, it's crazy. I would imagine that the LinkedIn pool is a little bit of an elevated pool of people that probably have a good education and experience. So I feel like that's a really great tool from a job perspective. And then, oh, you said something else that was, what is it with, now it's escaped me, which
It'll
we can
come
cut
back.
This part. Yeah, exactly. But, I don't know. I felt like it was really smart. Now I forgot, but whatever. We'll just keep it on the job.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Now with pages.
Yeah.
Do you recommend people updating there?
Yeah. And so I'm going to qualify that. So similar to your LinkedIn personal profile, you want to make sure that your LinkedIn company page looks at least up to date. You know, make sure that the information is recent. Now, you don't have to be posting on there every day unless you've got a relatively big company with a relatively big workforce, and then you definitely want to, and we'll talk about that in a second. But if you're smaller, you know, mom and pop, you've got 3 employees, they're not even on LinkedIn. Yeah, sure. You got something happening in your town. You want to share it. It's pretty cool. You've got a new product, a new service, a new special. go ahead and share that. You're looking for employees, you know, share some stuff about your company culture. But, you know, once a week, you're probably fine. And again, please feel free to use the content that you're using on your other socials as long as it's relevant to your LinkedIn audience. Like, please feel free to use that content. Now, if you've got a bigger retail business and you are, you know, a little bit more virtual, or you have more professional employees, then you most definitely want to be on LinkedIn and you want to be sharing your culture. And if your employees are on LinkedIn too, you want to be posting. There's something called recommended content. And a lot of people don't realize this. So LinkedIn had what's known as an employee advocacy tool, i.e. getting your employees to share your content to increase your voice online. So they had an employee advocacy tool called Elevate, and it was stupid expensive, and it didn't work very well. So they decided to take the employee advocacy elements of Elevate and bake them into company pages for free. Couple caveats. You need to have at least 10 employees. I think I haven't checked recently, but I think it's, you have to have at least 10 employees. So, you know, Crystal Media, you could 100% use this. And what happens is the administrator of your company page, it might be you listening, it might be someone that you've hired to manage it, it might be, you know, your niece, whatever. The person who manages your company page will go in and it will say, recommended content. Like, they will see that pop up, recommended content. They will write the post for your, there is a giant bird right outside my window. That's so cool. I'm in Costa Rica right now, folks. So anyway, back to my point. You can write the content using the hashtags you want, using the emojis you want, using the at mentions you want, including the media that you want, and you put it into this recommended content. And then when your employees go to your company page, it brings them right there. And all they have to do is click the share button. They are not sharing content as if it's coming from the company page. They are sharing content that looks like they just wrote it. And it takes 2 seconds. It takes the employee 2 seconds. It takes who's ever managing it, however long it takes to write a post. But for the employees, this is incredibly powerful. So A, make sure you have a company page. B, make sure you have access to your company page and can write content for your employees. And then C, make sure that your employees are on LinkedIn and that they are following and connected to your company page. And D, that will allow them to go in and literally in a matter of 3 seconds, go to their company page, click on share, and it's done. And this is going to elevate your posts to all of their audience as well. So that's really powerful, and it's free, and most people don't realize it.
Yeah. I mean, that's huge. I can't tell you how many retailers over the years and small businesses have asked me, how can I get my employees sharing my content? And so, like, you know, it's not always right to do that on Facebook or Instagram. It just kind of depends on like what the content is. With LinkedIn being a business platform, it 100% is right. And when you are leveraging, like, I think about these multi-location businesses that we work with, and they have employees all over. That, like, your viral sales soldiers, kind of that reach is incredible, and how easy it is for the employee. I love that feature.
Yeah. And it's just reminding them, like, whether you're using Slack or Asana or what, you know, whatever you're using, email, chat, you know, whatever you're using to reach out, just like, hey guys, hey gals, we got a new post. Please go over to the company page, like, put the link to the company page in the chat, like, make it as, I always call it, it's KISS, but it's not keep it simple, stupid. It's keep it simple for your salespeople. So, you put the link to the company page, they click on the company page, it's going to open up in my company. And then all they have to do is like find a recent post. They can scroll through the carousel and go, oh yeah, that looks good. Boom, done. Done.
Wow.
And you just have them do it once or twice a week. And it's going to make a massive difference to their engagement.
Oh, well, and I feel like you could possibly gamify it. Like, I'm always up for kind of some competitions, and you could see like how many people are sharing the most. Exactly. And maybe there's a few other things to make it kind of fun, like leaderboards. if anybody's struggling to get people to do it. But that is such a great point or tip and tool. And I remember the other thing that I forgot earlier, which was talking to your vendors and like your sales reps and those kinds of people are, and talking to them about different giveaways. Maybe like, I want to do a Facebook Live stream and I want to do some giveaways. Will you send me some products that I can give away, and or finding new vendors? Like, I think it's a really great communication tool that I just have not even thought about. This is such a good episode, Vivica. Like, oh my God, thank you.
Well, and the cool thing about LinkedIn and so sort of standing out. So for a communication tool, as long as you're connected to the person on LinkedIn, a lot of times it'll go into email as well as into their LinkedIn inbox, and it will get through where a spam filter may not. So that's kind of a good little tip. But also, and especially when you're using your mobile app, as long as you're first level connections, you can send a video or a voicemail on LinkedIn messaging too. And that will really help you to stand out from all the spammers and scammers out there. Because yes, there are spammers, there are scammers on LinkedIn like there are on every social media. I mean, I don't even look at my Twitter DMs anymore. God knows, right? But on LinkedIn, you can stand out by sending a video or sending a voicemail, and people will be like, what's that? I'm going to click on that. And then you can, you know, then they can learn and hear you. So that builds that top of mind awareness or that KLT. What I will say here, and this is where everybody gets LinkedIn wrong. People get on LinkedIn, they connect to their prospects, and they're like, buy my stuff, buy my stuff, buy my stuff, buy my stuff. And that's not... It doesn't work in real life. It doesn't work on LinkedIn. It doesn't work on Twitter. It doesn't work on any social media site anywhere. You always have to provide value. And I know as social media and marketing people, Crystal and I and everybody else are always going, provide value, build that know, like, and trust factor, right? Earn the right to ask for the meeting. But unfortunately, I don't know, people just like their brains turn off when they get on LinkedIn and they go right for the hard pitch, the hard sell, putting you on an email list without your permission. And that's why everyone thinks LinkedIn is full of spammy scammers. But you can do it differently. You can do it differently. Listen to your Vivi mama, right? remember your manners. And and provide value. And then after providing value, either through private messaging or through your content or both, then you can ask for the meeting. But I think that's what everyone gets wrong is they get on LinkedIn and they're like, hey, buy my stuff. And you're like, no, I don't know who you are.
Oh, I feel like I get like 50 messages a day. And I talk about this of like, you know, a lot of people use this analogy of asking somebody to marry you before you've even dated. It's like people just really go for it. And my curiosity is, has this ever worked for you? Like, you are spending so much time. I think it's these salespeople are like, I'm productive today. I send 100 messages to strangers saying, work with me. My links are out there. But like, I really want to know how many people are clicking and booking. Does this really work?
I know. There's well, no way. And in that case, maybe it's a numbers game. Just like, and you're nicer. Like, ask me to marry. I'm like, buy me a drink first before you want to take me home. I mean, come on. And I guess like some of the folks will say, well, if you ask enough people, you know, near the end of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning, someone might be drunk enough to say yes. Right. So I guess there's a LinkedIn equivalent with automation and things like that, but that's gross. I mean, it's gross in real life and it's gross on LinkedIn, and don't do it. I mean, quality relationships, not, you know, who's ever willing to go home with you at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, exactly. Love it. Very good tips. Look at this. We're offering dating advice. I mean, we've got it all here. Okay. So now Vengroso is
Vengroso.
I knew I said it and I'm like, dang it, Vivica, I said it wrong. Vengroso. I said it right?
Yeah, you said it right.
Okay. Okay. Vengroso, I have to imagine, was created out of like using LinkedIn because it's software that saves you a shit ton of time.
Yeah.
I am so impressed with what you guys have created. So will you talk a little bit about what the software does and how, what made you create it?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously 10 years, I was LinkedIn to business. I was LinkedIn training, consulting, teaching. So then 6 years ago, Mari Martinez, our CEO, reached out to me and a couple of people and said, hey, I want to create, you know, let's stop competing. Let's create like the Uber social selling digital sales transformation company. So 12 of us came together, 8 of us actually met in California, 6 of us walked away from that meeting going, yes, 6 is a lot of personalities for a new business, so only 4 stayed, and then over time, some people retired out, or they just, you know, it was time to move on and do other things, so now there's Mario and myself left. And that's why we created Vengresso, which for a while was the world's largest digital sales transformation company. There we go. And then, so one of the things that we did, we work primarily with B2B corporate sales teams and sales leaders. And so we would run like Juniper, Oracle, Amazon. We would run sales teams of, you know, 50, 100, 200 people through our training program, which was a combination of on-demand, live training, and live coaching. And what we did was we would create these workbooks for our team. So we would customize, you know, all the messaging and all the scripts. So whether someone was inviting someone to connect or following up with someone who invited, you know, following up with a new connection with a LinkedIn reply message, or going, you know, sending out prospecting messages, or congratulating someone on a work anniversary and looking for buying triggers. So we basically had like, I think it was a 46-page document of script after script after text after text, you know, all that our learners could use. So what we found was that was a lot. And we're like, you know, go find it, try and find it in the text. Copy paste. It was just taking a lot of time, and our learners weren't doing it because it wasn't simple. So then we're like, okay, well, let's use an auto text expander. So we're going to add another element. So now our 46 page workbook is 56 pages because we're going to add auto text in there. So we were having everyone get on Google and look for auto text expander and get that Chrome extension, and then copy and paste all the messaging in there, and then come up with their own short codes. And that didn't work very well either, because it was even more work to get them started. So then we said, let's create our own auto text expander. Let's build the workbooks right into it. And then it's really simple. They just go to the category, find the message that they want, customize it. The short code's already there. And then they either can print out the short codes, or, you know, if it's one they use all the time, they just like literally, if I'm doing a LinkedIn reply, it's like dash LIREP and there's that message. So it was an auto text expander and writing assistant basically on steroids. So that worked great for our clients. But what we found out, because we offered it for free for a long time on Chrome, what we found was we had thousands of other users who weren't even in sales. We're like, who are these people? We had a company, a pharmacy, online pharmacy that was using it for, you know, like, hey, sorry, we couldn't fulfill your prescription, or we need your doctor, you know, for all of these messages that they would need to send to their patients rather than writing them out or having them in a workbook and having to go find and copy and paste them. They were like, oh, you know, dash RRP, dash LPI, or whatever it is. And so we're like, okay, well, wait a second. And then we found all these other companies like Uber that were using our software. And we're like, oh, okay, so maybe there's something here, because let's face it, you can only grow so much as a training company. And we did really well. You know, we dialed up to 7 figures in 2 years, which is pretty good. Especially since part of that was during COVID. But in the end, if you're building your business to eventually sell it and get acquired, we weren't going to do that for any big bucks. But software, that's something that's acquirable. So we're like, okay. So then a year ago, we decided we're going to pivot Vengresso. We're going to keep the training, because it was literally 10,000 hours worth of development in our training program. So we're not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, but that's becoming part of what we're now calling Fly Learning. So that's becoming part of the Fly Message Suite. And if you're a salesperson, you probably want to get that option. If you're a pharmacist, go get the free one. Build your own templates and have at it. So yeah, we've been working on that. We've been getting funding for it. We're still looking for funding, so please feel free if you want to invest in a startup company. But yeah, it's been really exciting, especially since I work with a lot of software companies, but I've never worked in a software company myself. So it's kind of interesting now to be, you know, a chief executive at a software company.
Yeah. I mean, that's a little different, but it's an amazing, I just seriously, the hours that you spend, we call these canned responses internally of like, you know, you've got, and we will, you go, here's what I do. This is insane.
Yeah.
I know I sent so-and-so the same response, sent email inbox,
that's exactly.
Go to sent mail, search for person's name, find name, read emails, threads, find what I said, copy, paste. If I could just go dash RR2 or whatever I'm putting
in. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's insanely cool, Vivica. Like, yay. Wow. Oh,
yeah. And that's it. I mean, that's our new goal is to help the 1 billion knowledge workers, including absolutely retailers out there, to save you up to an hour a day or save your employees up to an hour a day. Cause that's 5 hours a week. That's 20 hours a month. That's about the top of my math. But that's a lot of money, you know, with 20 hours times $15 an hour or $50 an hour, whatever you're paying your folks. Like, that's a lot of money. And considering the free one more than pays for itself, but even our most expensive package is like $275 a year. And that includes all of our training. So, you know, hello. And most people get the $4, well, $3.97 a month one. And then it's even cheaper than that if you buy it for the year. It's like $29 or something. I don't know, it's stupid cheap. So yeah. It's, you know, why wouldn't you? If it saved you that much time, why wouldn't you? And that, you know, that gives you access to everything you need. And yes, there are absolutely other auto text expanders out there, but we've got some really cool features and we're so excited by this. We continue to like create new features and add them in there. We've got rich text, hyperlinks. You can add images. We're working on PDFs. Like, think about it. Like, when I send my book to people, like right now I've got a Fly message that, you know, describes the book and it's got the link to my book that's on the landing page, but then you got to get your email and your name. But soon that PDF is just going to be part of that Fly message. Or think about those of you who are listening to Crystal because you know her through the speaking world, right? So maybe you're a speaker too, or you're an author too. How often do you send your bio with your social links? And then you go to your website because they want your phone number. You don't know your freaking 1-800 number. And you don't, and then they're like, oh, I want to send you a thank you card to your email or to your snail mail address. I don't know our snail mail address in Walnut Creek, California, but now I literally go dash Venad, our address pops up. I go dash Venphone, our phone number pops. I don't have to go over to my website, scroll down to the bottom and look for it. And so I don't have to go find my bio in a Word document. Hopefully it's the most recent bio, but maybe it's not. I don't have to go searching through all of my photo shoots and find the best pictures because one time I did that, I put it into a Fly message and now it's ready to go.
Even pictures then. So even
pictures,
like the
headshot. Oh, yes. Pictures, wow. Rich text, hyperlink. Now that is the $3.97 a month, which is, I guess it's $32 a year. I don't know. I can't do math.
That's $3.97 a month.
Yeah, it's like $4 a month, folks.
Yeah.
And it's under $40 if you buy it for the year, for the whole year. Wow. Yeah. And then you can add as many categories because that was the other thing. Like, oh my gosh, no one wants to look at my desktop. There are files and folders everywhere. It's worse than my underwear drawer. I mean, really, like, but I can keep everything organized. It's like Marie Kondo up in there, you know? So
I love it. This is going to be a game changer for me and Crystal Media, as well as I hope a lot of our listeners, because I'm glad that you shared those scenarios, because there's probably just endless ways to use this software.
Zoom.
And once you start getting in. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just Zoom room. Say, who remembers their Zoom room?
Zoom room. Totally.
Your calendar link, folks, your calendar link. Seriously.
Oh,
all those things.
My goodness. Yes. And I just want to say thank you for making it so affordable, because we work with a lot of small businesses. I am a small business. I found this AI software recently. Like, that's really a big deal right now too, is all the AI like writes your articles for you.
Yes.
I love that kind of like jump start. And of course I'll go in and make it mine, but some of them are like 80 to 100 a month, and then you're still limited. And I'm just, and I, maybe I use it a little bit, but I'm like, I don't know. I like when I'm finding something that is a no brainer that can save so much time. And that's what the small business needs, is to save
time. They do. Yeah. They do. And that's why I'm kind of excited, because that goes back to my roots. Like, you know, I love helping, you know, rich people get richer, but I really like helping small businesses, entrepreneurs, giving them the tools to help them take it to the next level, which is why I love doing LinkedIn for so long. But now it's like, and this is, I can help even like literally the 1 billion knowledge workers. I mean, that's huge. And I love that you said that about AI, because we're actually looking at acquiring an AI company. So we are also hoping, I mean, we're already calling it an AI writing assistant. So we're actually looking at acquiring a company so we can pull that in too. And guess what? If you're already got the, you know, that might be the $9 a month one, but if you're already a member, you're going to be grandfathered in. So,
I'm so glad you're thinking that way, because that is so where the future is. And it is. It's all about the time saving. Like, that's what we've been talking a lot about at Crystal Media. Like, how do we help our retailers save time? That's the biggest thing that these business owners need. And then tech can help us do that. I know we have a love-hate relationship with tech. It can be so, you know, we hate learning new things, and it can be frustrating if we don't understand it, but truly, like, it just, you take some time, you get to know it, you build your confidence, and it really can save you time. And you said something, Vivica, that this might be a little bit of a pivot from what we're talking about, but you said why you need to always be learning. And I so agree. And I wanted you to kind of expand on that.
Yeah, here's the thing. I was the LinkedIn, I mean, I guess I still am technically, because I've got the Twitter handle. So I was a LinkedIn expert for 10 years with LinkedIn to Business, and I was getting super bored. And literally when Mario came to me, the first time he came to me, I actually said no. When he asked me if I wanted to join a company, because I was like, I can't write another LinkedIn profile. I cannot do it. But then I thought, you know, Mindshare, there'll be other voices. And so then I was like, okay, let's give it a try. And what I loved about when we first formed Vengresso was we had other voices and, you know, new ideas coming in, and maybe my way wasn't always the best way. And that kept me from being bored, because, you know, boredom is the dollar killer. Like, you get bored, you get lazy, you stop working on it, right? The enthusiasm is dried up, and eventually so does the business. So you want to keep yourself excited by whatever's going on in your world. And so at first that was, you know, new people to work with and new ideas coming in. And that was super exciting. And then of course, you know, as it morphed and changed, and we got our 10,000 hours worth of content. And we got to this point where, like, okay, what's next? Then it's like software. Oh boy, here's something completely new. I'm, you know, 54 years old, and I'm learning something brand new to me. And it's really exciting, and it's worth getting up in the morning again. So you've always got to be learning. You've always got to be learning, because otherwise you might as well just like shrivel up and die by the side of your gorgeous pool, because what's the meaning of life if newness isn't a part of it?
That is so beautiful. And it's like that there's a saying, if you're not growing or always, if you're not growing, you're dying or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's the same thing. You to challenge your mind to learn new things. When we learn new things too, whether it's personal or business, we learn more about us. Like it's discovery of what we do enjoy and what we don't and what we need. And I just like, I'm such a life learner. I'm a very curious person and I love learning to where sometimes I do it too much. I just filmed a podcast episode right before this one about, and that one will be out before this episode about how I just invested tens of thousands of dollars in coaching and mastermind and like learning.
Yeah.
But there comes a point too where I'm like, I need to listen to me also. So it's like this balance of that, but you cannot cut off the learning because you will just become irrelevant. Like you just don't exist at that point.
Oh, if I was still teaching and training what I was 15 years ago, I mean, it would be so irrelevant and it would be boring as all. And so absolutely the thing is, and we talked about this when we, to bring it full circle, we talked about this in our mastermind. I mean, part of me is like, oh my God, I've got to learn one. I'm 54. How can I possibly learn one more thing? Like I can't learn one more thing, but I had to, cause it was part of my job. And as soon as it cracks open though, as soon as that learning starts to crack open, then the interest is what motivates you. The interest is what energizes you. And it's like, oh, that's cool. That's neat. And then all of a sudden it's not like, oh my God, I can't do one more thing. It's like, oh, that is so cool. I'm learning this new thing. But I totally get where people are like, oh my God, no, I cannot learn one more thing. I cannot try one more new thing. Please don't make me play golf, whatever it is. Right.
Yes. But well, and same with social media. People, it's like, I don't want to learn it. I don't want to do
it. Please don't make me do TikTok.
Yep. That's the big one right now. That's what everyone's saying. But to your point, when you do kind of crack it open and then if you're curious, and then you start seeing those results. And like you said, the interest kicks in, which then builds the momentum. And what I've seen with a lot of our retailers is they'll then start using it. They ask more questions.
Yes.
They start evolving. Some of them have gone on to then teach social media themselves because at the very beginning, it was like, nope, never could I have ever imagined.
Not going to do it.
Yeah. Exactly. But it's all about evolving. Yeah.
Exactly. But it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. It absolutely is.
This has been such a great conversation. Like one of my favorites. So many people ask me, do you guys do LinkedIn? Do you have a source for LinkedIn? Right. So I'm always sending them to you and you do work with different kinds of businesses. This episode, I can send to them. I feel like this had just so much great information to help people in their journey of LinkedIn just to get started. And then also to save a lot of time, not just from a LinkedIn perspective, from like all the things they do, all the emails, articles, remembering your own phone number, address, all of that.
Yeah, seriously, man.
It's so good. Vivica, do you have any final thoughts or parting advice before we end today?
Yeah, no, I would just say to that point, like I want to make sure everyone gets I'm not that generous, but I'm going to give everybody the digital version of my book. I'm not going to send you the physical version of my book, but I will send the digital version of my book because A, it's free, but also you'll be able to work your way through whatever you need to as far as creating your LinkedIn brand, engaging the right way, sharing the right kinds of posts, all of that good stuff. So we'll make sure that that everybody has access to the book.
Thank you. Yes. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. I so appreciate that. My listeners are gonna so appreciate that too. So thank you. We will link to everything and social so you can follow along with Vivica. She's a lot of fun and has a lot of knowledge and information. Thank you so much for coming here. Even though you're still a little raspy, you sound beautiful. It was so fun.
Oh, thank you so much. And just so you all know, I just used Fly Message in chat and you didn't even could tell.
Yay!
I just shared my link in our private chat by going -101book.
Are you serious? I love it. Like, you can use it for everything. This is
you can literally use it for everything.
Yeah. I feel like people are going to start getting like tattoos of Fly Message. Like, you know, people's brands.
It's a cool logo.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do, I should probably do that like on my ankle.
You should do it. Yes. I
should do it.
I love it. Okay. Thank you so much for all of your information. Thanks. For the free book. I so appreciate you, Vivica. And everyone, I will see you on the next CU. Bye. Hey, real quick. If you are a retail store owner, I would love to see you at Evolve. This is my in-person marketing conference happening April 26th and 27th, 2023 in Denver, Colorado at the Gaylord Rockies, which is a stunning venue. You get to spend 2 days with me and my team and keynote speakers, as well as other retailers looking to evolve their marketing, business, and lives. It's an intimate event. We only have 200 tickets available, and we've already sold a lot of those seats already. So this event will sell out. Do not delay because we have special pricing depending on when you hear this and when you sign up. And I would love to see you in that room. So go to crystalmediaco.com/evolve. That's crystalmediaco.com/evolve to get your ticket. And I would love to see you there. And thank you for listening to this episode. Bye.